Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Good morning. Sadly, this is the final program in our Farmers Guidebook series. We'll wrap up our program looking at the final 3 parishes and the crops they grow. I'm Camille Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency, office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
We've gone to 10 parishes and looked at the crops that grow best in each. We're now left with Clarendon, St. Mary and St. James. However, the focus crops for these 3 parishes are similar to some of the other parishes we've done, so we'll just provide you with a summary of the crops and where to get the information needed about each. If you're in St. James and considering farming, there are a number of crops to choose from. These include dasheen, pineapple, banana, vegetables, and hot pepper. From the wide variety of vegetables, let's say you're interested in planting cucumbers. Here's some information you need to know to assist you in making up your mind.
Cucumber varieties are divided into 2 main types, the white-spined and the black-spined. The spines are the slender stickers that protrude from the warts when the fruits are young. These are easily rubbed off when the fruits are harvested. White-spined cucumbers turn creamy when mature, and the black-spined ones turn yellow to orange. Cucumbers require a loose, fertile soil with good drainage. Cucumbers mature approximately 50 days after planting the seed. They can be reaped at any size and at any stage of maturity, but they should be gathered at 2 to 3 day intervals to avoid over-ripening on the vine.
That was a clip from our archives. That program was first aired on June 10, 1977. For farmers or aspiring farmers in St. Mary, banana, plantain, Irish potato, red peas, ginger, coconut, and cocoa are crops to choose from. And if you're in Clarendon, ginger, Irish potato, hot pepper, yam, and vegetables, particularly lettuce and cabbage, are your choice crops. Most of the crops we just mentioned were already looked at in depth, as they were also the focus crops for other parishes. So if you'd like to know what's involved in the planting and maintenance of any of these crops, visit our website at jis.gov.jm/radio. Scroll down to radio programs, click on Calling Farmers and select the appropriate program. That's a wrap on our Farmers Guidebook series. Stay tuned for our next series, The Business of Agriculture. This series will start at the end of June and aims to help farmers see agriculture as a business and not just mere planting. The proverb for this morning is, Igel jackass follow cane trash go a pound. Translation, an idle donkey follows cane trash to the pound. This means that people who have nothing to do or are bored do stupid things to pass time.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
And that brings us to the end of this morning's program. With the studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Camille Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.